The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 27th of August. In your Squeeze today, Boris Johnson, Brexit and the G7, a plastic bag at the centre of a corruption inquiry in New South Wales, The Rock headed towards the Great Barrier Reef, and our first episode of Squeeze Shortcuts is out. This is your Squeeze today. Still on the G7 this morning, and its new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's turn to dominate the headlines, Claire.
That's right. And he's, of course, got a very pressing deadline coming up of the 31st of October, which is when Johnson says, come hell or high water, the UK will Brexit and leave the European Union. That means these meetings gave him an opportunity to really talk to a lot of world leaders, but most importantly, probably, was the attendance of the European Council President Donald Tusk. And he's the guy that Johnson really has to sit down and have those discussions with if they're going to reopen negotiations. And there seem to be some positive developments on that front.
As G7 wraps up, there was an agreement to provide $33.5 million, that's in Aussie dollars, to firefighting support in the Amazon region.
That's right. And French President Emmanuel Macron has really been spearheading those discussions. He really wanted to talk about the Amazon during that G7 meeting. And those funds will be used to pay for aerial firefighting efforts. Not that Brazil's President Bolsonaro really received that news well. He and Macron have been engaged in a bit of a tit for tat over the last few weeks. Bolsonaro also struck a pretty low blow last night and had a go at Macron's wife, Bridget, over social media. So no love lost there.
And Scott Morrison met with world leaders, including Boris Johnson. He confirmed that in a post-Brexit world, Australia would be amongst the top of the queue for a trade deal. A corruption inquiry has begun in New South Wales into Labor donations, and it's Chinese billionaire and political donor Wang Shengmao that's at the centre. Listeners may recall he was the guy who the federal government stripped of his permanent residency earlier this year on character grounds.
That's right. He's also the guy who was central to former Labor Senator Sam Dastyari's downfall. What the first day of those hearings uncovered was the delivery by Wang of $100,000 in cash in an Aldi plastic bag to Labor headquarters in Sydney. And that cash was to then be donated to the party and accounted for by splitting it into smaller denominations from various people. Wow. So to sort of flout the electoral laws when it comes to donating. So that was day one. So that 6-week hearing, who knows what else might be uncovered in that time.
Plenty more to go on that one. We're talking US presidential candidates now, with two confirming they'll run for the Republican candidacy against US President Donald Trump.
Yes, former congressman from Illinois, Joe Walsh, came forward yesterday. He's a fairly prominent conservative radio host. He says that Trump is a bigot and a narcissist, but of course critics remember the time that Walsh tweeted back in 2016 that President Barack Obama was a Muslim. So that's going to be a very positive campaign, no doubt. Also, to note, there's 21 US Democrats remaining in the race to win that party's nomination to be the presidential candidate.
When will that all be settled?
Oh, there's a whole process that goes up into January and February. So, yeah, and then an election next year. It's going to be a long year, that one.
Yeah, plenty to go on that one. And something mind-blowing to think about is the size of the ocean. This next story really puts it in perspective. A sheet of floating rock the size of Manhattan is headed towards the Great Barrier Reef.
And that's something that environmentalists say could be really great for the reef.
It's a positive story.
Yes. Yeah, it sounds so negative, like a big rock sort of formation is coming our way, but it's made up of pumice. That pumice has come after an underwater volcano erupted near Tonga earlier this month, and the pumice apparently would be great for the reef because it can bring new sea life and all sorts of great sort of organisms that really help the coral to grow. So, yeah, something that will happen apparently over the next few months.
There's vision of it via a link in the Squeeze Today email. That's worth a look. Adut Akesh is an Aussie supermodel. She recently did an interview with Who magazine, but the mag made a very big error.
They made the error in running the photo of another model. Akesh had to say was that it's pretty disappointing that just because there's a couple of prominent black models who happen to be Australians, that mistake was able to be made, and says that we've got a really long way to go when it comes to things like that sort of racism.
And perhaps one of the lighter stories to come out of the G7, it's being reported that the Queen has told Scott Morrison that Donald Trump ruined her lawn.
Ruined her lawn by landing his helicopter at Buckingham Palace. And the yarn goes that...
Oh, sounds like a big
the
no-no.
Yarn goes that when Scott Morrison was there, remember, for the D-Day commemorations, as were a lot of world leaders, she took Mr. Morrison outside to show him that lawn. Both the palace and Morrison strongly reject that there's any truth to that story, but it's just a fantastic idea that that could have actually happened.
And before we get to the subject line, big news from us this morning, Claire. The first episode of Squeeze Shortcuts has been released this morning. We're starting with Hong Kong.
Woohoo! Yep, Hong Kong. If you want a quick few minutes on what that's all about and how even Hong Kong came to be in British hands, that's where we're sort of go through all of that background so you can get the context to this story.
Yeah, for this first one, we've put the episode in the Squeeze Today episode feed. So just stay listening at the end of the podcast to hear that. If you like what you hear, make sure you can access future episodes by subscribing. You can do that by searching for Squeeze Shortcuts in your preferred podcast app, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you enjoy it. What's the subject line today, Claire?
Subject line today is We Will Fly Way Up High, of course, from The Horses, Darryl Braithwaite. I know we've quoted that song before, but there's a
It's such a classic.
Exactly. There's a particularly touching story about jockey Ty Anglin, who was left a quadriplegic after a pretty bad fall last year. And over the weekend, he went to a stud to meet up with one of his former charges, a horse called Trapeze Artist. And the photos are just beautiful and really touching.
They are. I've checked those out in the Squeeze Today email. Finally, before we finish, I'm actually off on leave for a couple of weeks, Claire. I think I did let you know.
Really? Yeah. I don't know about that.
Catch you later.
Wow.
Back on deck on the 12th of September. Our colleague Larissa Moore will be filling in for me in the meantime. Sure, she's looking forward to the early starts.
And have a great trip. You've deserved the break, well and truly.
I am looking forward to it. That's all from us today. Have a great Tuesday. And we will, Claire, we'll chat to you tomorrow. I'll chat to you in a couple of weeks. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Superannuation can sometimes feel like just another overwhelming life admin chore. But as a member of Aware Super, you'll have access to lots of free online tools to help you, like their My Retirement Planner, which allows you to see how much you might need for retirement and comes with an easy-to-understand plan of how to get there. Read the PDS and TMD at aware.com.au.